Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's, how shall we say, free call for all of you folks out there on the Earth plane. We are transmitting from Venus and elsewhere. Well, the other part of us are, and the rest of us are down here. So obviously the comedy team is very present right now. So anyway, thank you for coming on this live free call. And you will get a autoresponder with the free replay. And if you wish to donate, there will be a donation link there to help support the work, of course. Okay, let's do a little overview of this unusual event. Suffice it to say that I was given maybe instructions, if you want to call it that, from the other side to do a call to prep all those that are ready to hear this message for 9/11. And there may be many, 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 many levels of what occurrences come this Saturday and or Sunday as well, and maybe some on Friday. So this is a prep call so we can energetically be very strong in moving through what might occur on 9/11. Just a side note, if you work with numbers, 9 is a number of completion, and 11, of course, is a master number, and it symbolizes two pillars of light, a portal, a gateway. 1 is an initiation number. It's a prime mover number, and if you put another 1 next to it, that's double the power. And 11, of course, can be many, many things. So just for your understanding, you want to call in the power of 9 and 11. Okay, so we are here in September, the year 2021. And we are approaching the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And as you are probably aware of and have been aware of for quite some time, 9/11 may not be what it appears to have been. And in some ways, it has set us back, evolutionary-wise, perhaps 20 years. But if we look at the positive part of it, given the current world situation, we are all waking up to the truth, which is very important as a light worker carrying that frequency of truth. Okay, so 9/11 has potential to manifest some very intense and unexpected global events that can affect humanity, well, that will affect humanity, in the course of evolution on this planet for many, many years to come. I was given inner guidance to offer a short activational event to help prepare those that are ready to be able to withstand and transcend, moving through what may come down the pike, so to speak. So let's take a deep breath and begin to relax into this activation. Many positive changes can also manifest during the month of September. And if we are able to tune in and align with the celestial opportunities given, we can be in a more uplifted state of mind and be energetically prepared for what is to come on many, many levels. The major theme of this event will be one of letting go of fear and letting love in. Letting go of fear and letting love in. Staying centered and grounded no matter what is occurring, and holding your internal state of hope, trust, and faith in all things, great and small. So thank you for joining us for another spontaneous live event. And do pass this word on to your colleagues, your friends, even your family members. Your favorites, right? Okay, family members. All right, your ancestors. Especially those that may be experiencing some deep depression, anxiety, stress, worry, concern over many things. They will benefit. Even if they don't believe in this, the energy, the activation will benefit them so that they can naturally begin to release all of the stress and the worry. Okay, we're going to invite all of your pets to come on this call. And let's get started. You may quickly, if you wish, put in the chat box your intention for the call. Okay, we are all gathered here today in a state of grace, in a space of safety. In a space of support, as we together call in the most beautiful state that you can imagine in your body for this activation tonight. And feel your body surrounded by this vibration. Feel your home surrounded by this vibration. All of your vehicles, your pets, your family members, your ancestors, your co-workers, even your boss, if you have a day job. All of your clients, students, everyone that you know. Feel and imagine that they too are open to receiving this beautiful space of unconditional love and allowance. Sacred space. A space where you are protected, you are supported, you are loved. Where you can completely open up and trust in the great unknown. Now, as you do this, from your higher mind, from your higher self, from your spirit, make sure that your body and your energy field are clear of all tribal consciousness, the chaos upon the planet, the collective astral plane, from all of your worries, your pains, your sufferings, your worries and your doubts. And make sure that you are clear of everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions so that your space is very clean, is very clear, with no levels of interference, no attachments, no bindings, no cords. And imagine as if your total energy field is filled with nothing but you, your soulic vibration, firmly connected with the new earth, with the great changes that are about to occur. And your higher mind is completely aligned with your ascension process, with your soul path, your life purpose. And allow the body from head to toe to go into a deep state of relaxation. Feel as if waves of light are moving down through and upon your body, relaxing all the muscles, relaxing the nervous system, calming the mind, balancing the emotions, allowing the body to reset. To the frequencies of the new earth. And let's call upon the power of trees. Let's call forth the four elementals. And feel as if you are magically surrounded by a forest of beautiful trees, your favorite tree species. And that this forest is lovingly surrounding you in a canopy of love and light. And that you can actually hear the spirit of this forest in tree language. And take deep into the heart their message for you today. Being like them in moving forward through the rest of this week, through the events of 9/11 and beyond. And knowing that you are completely free of the collective energies that will be created during 9/11 and beyond. Completely disengaging from your intellect, from your pain body, again, from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world and the collective astral plane, and all negative levels of technology and AI. In moving awareness now through a beautiful tunnel of light, we're moving into the heart of creation. Moving awareness into the womb of the Great Mother. And as you allow a deep resonance with the heart of creation, feel and embrace that loving support and the guidance that is being given. And we're going to call forth all of your team, your light team that have been assigned to you for this incarnation. And we're going to ask your team to make themselves known in an even more profound way into your consciousness or with your consciousness, so that you always know that you are never alone, even during those times of the dark night of the soul. Now, opening up your Akashic records. And we're going to move slightly into the future. You're going to see the profound effects of 9/11 upon the planet of humanity, both on a mundane level and on a spiritual level. You will begin to see the mainstream projections, and also what is occurring on the inner realms of light and love. And moving into that place of complete neutrality as the voyager, as the observer, as the witness, and seeing yourself and all those that you love and cherish, moving through the effects of 9/11 and beyond, riding that wave of light, and that, and knowing that you are rising above all of the chaos, you are riding the wave of truth. And in spite of the world condition, seeing the earth and humanity being blessed by all of the order of angels and ascended masters and light beings of great presence, and holding for the planet and for humanity the power of grace and blessings to move through all of the earth changes in divine flow with compassion, with understanding, and with truthfulness. And the truth will begin to be more revealed on 9/11 and beyond. Moving deeper into the heart of creation, feeling very deeply in your body the loving support for all of your organs and your cells and all of your glands and systems of your physical body, all parts of your brain and your heart, fully merging with the heart of creation, and as you begin to return to your body in vision, in the mind of your I Am, in your Oversoul, a complete alignment with all of your light bodies, all the way to your physical etheric body, that all of your many levels of manifestation are aligned, perfectly aligned to bring through to your physical body that divine essence that is you. That pure life force energy that we call creation. And anchor it in your belly, in your solar plexus, anchor it in the heart, anchor it into the third eye center, your forehead. Begin to feel a resonance from the very center of your brain all the way down and through your spinal column. Circulating through your microcosmic orbit. Circulating through your magnetic field and through all of your chakras, above the head, below the feet, and those associated with your physical etheric body. And let's again anchor within the new earth, into the power of the trees and that forest that surrounds you, of the new earth. And begin to envision in your daily meditation or yoga practice that you are embodying this sublime frequency in your body each and every day, and that you are moving through whatever happens upon the planet with grace, with effortlessness, with joy and laughter, and that whatever happens on a third, fourth dimensional level on the earth plane has no effect upon you, the being, nor your physical body. That you are immune to all levels of pushback, reaction, resistance, and collective fear. That your body's immune system is strong enough to handle anything that comes its way. That your immune system carries that Christed light, that Christed frequency that protects your immune system and all of your glands, your brain function, your nervous system, and all energetic processes in your auric field. So gently coming back to the room and your body, continue to hold that frequency of oneness as you come back. And before you go to sleep, to do a short prayer meditation to make sure your body and your mind are aligned. And that you will receive during your dream time, that your body will receive all the nourishment that it needs for the next day to repair itself, to energize itself, and for you, the being, to remember that where you have journeyed during the dream time, your off-planet adventures, So let's take a moment and send blessings to your ancestors and all of your family members, wherever they may be, including the other side. That will include all former pets that have departed. And as you come back to your body, let us invoke more divine light for your neighborhood, for your community, your city and your state, and or province. In your country. And envision in the mind of God, your higher mind, each human being and its soul. Divinely guided by the light of creation, that all beings are now trusting the guidance from their higher self and from divine source, that their hearts have opened up and are receiving now the impressions from their soul and from source. As to their healing of historical pain, and that everyone on the planet has been given the gift of understanding and compassion, the gift of self-healing, and the gift of recognizing and accepting and embodying who and what they truly are. And envision the whole planet being blessed by all the angels of creation, that the earth itself is being fully blessed. And as you're ready, come back to your body, awake, alive, alert. Continue to hold that frequency of oneness as you slowly open your eyes. Feel the light around your body as if you are being wrapped in a blanket of light, and that your inner child is very happy to be alive and to be here at this time of the Great Awakening. Blessings to your inner child, and blessings to your pets. And as you come back to the body, remember the message that you have been given during this activation. And when things may get intense in your physical life, remember the word hope. Feel the power of the word hope. Breathe it in and become one with hope. Hoping for the very best for the planet and humanity. And as you are ready, allow the brain to adjust. And remember to drink extra water tonight. And feel free to revisit this activation at any time during the rest of the year, especially when things get a bit intense. And if you can, download this activation onto your cell phone and listen to it in nature. Or if you can't do that, listen with headsets. So gently stretch a bit, stretch the arms and the legs. And give your body permission to continue to receive these vibrations into the nervous system. It is the retraining of your body mind, the re-education of your body elemental. And so be it. So be it. And so it is.